Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com. Hello, welcome. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show here on With Insights channel on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great show planned for you today. We've got an exciting guest that I connected with last night around 1 a.m. on Facebook. Marilyn Isaac is a natural healer, empath, and intuitive, has been since birth. She's been clairaudient and clairvoyant at a very young age, and it's allowed her to work with the public to help people and animals and heal even places of negative stuck energy, and is a very well-known intuitive counselor and spiritual teacher. So Marilyn will be calling us shortly to tell us about some of the events she's got going on in Indiana, which is not that far from our hub here in Columbus, Ohio. I am reporting live from my new location in Blacklick, Ohio. I'm very excited. I know that you guys have been following my progress with International Women's Day, as well as moving to my new home, which I absolutely love. So I just want to, put some gratitude out there that I've got a safe place to live because many people don't. I have a beautiful setting to walk my dogs in. We've been getting a lot of exercise, which we haven't ever done in the last 20 years, 7 years of being together, because I never had to walk my dogs. And so I'm really appreciating the change of the seasons. The snow that we had on the evergreens and the regular trees out here was just absolutely beautiful. So it's a transition, but it's a beautiful transition for me, and we're having a really good time. I've got a pool, a fitness facility that I can access. And so, again, I'm just very blessed to be in a safe place. I want to give a shout-out to Paws, Claws, Fins, and Hooves, which is Angel Wood and Christopher Richardson, who of Creature Comforts, who right now is actually working on my car to put new spark plugs in it and keep it up and running so that I can continue doing the good work that I do and connecting with business owners. Angel came out of her way to help with Nordic with his being stuck on the top of the stairs and not coming down for 24 hours. So definitely you want to connect with that organization if you have a need, whether it is dog walking, pet sitting, if it's just, you have an animal with behavioral issues. And it doesn't have to be your typical dog-cat scenario. Still very gifted with horses and all kinds of four-legged, finned, and floaty feathered animals. So, again, definitely reach out to them. They have a Facebook fan page, which I'll be posting on our Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page for you. Really would like to increase our listener interaction. We get a lot of downloads every week, but I'm not hearing from you. And so if you could make comments underneath the show when you download it and listen, if you could join our website fan page on Facebook and, tell us who you want to, us to interview and what you want us to talk about, I would be most grateful because, again, this show, first and foremost, is for you. There's a lot of hot topics that are going on in today's news that we'll be addressing, and some fun stuff that's going on around town here in the Columbus, Ohio community. What I'd like to say is, you know, again, my goal is to have everyone be an entrepreneur. I want to help you monetize your passion, whatever that passion is, and help you put it into a foundation of success to help you with that plan to execute a prosperous, abundant business for yourself. So there is no more fear about where you're going to get your resources, how you're going to take care of yourself and your family. We want you to be comfortable. We want you to be happy, because the more peaceful you are inside, the more peace that you manifest and co-create around you. And truly, that's what this universe and world needs. With that said, the hot buzz on the political scene is marriage equality. And whether you sit for it or against it, it's definitely raised a lot of issues. I happen to be 100% for it. I write for the Columbus Examiner, the Women in Business section, and I did an article several months back on the true cost of same-sex relationships. And it does give you a completely different perspective on what a same-sex couple has to deal with that a heterosexual couple might never have ever thought of. Case in point, health insurance from their employer. If they're not acknowledged as a partnership and they can't share in group or family coverage, those of you that are single know that family coverage is expensive. But when you have to pay two single coverages, it's even more so. Now add a child to that scenario. One parent has to have the family coverage and the other parent has to have the individual coverage. So you're looking at, you know, a third of the cost increase just in insurance premiums for a given employer. With that child, only one parent is allowed to have rights or have adopted that child. So in a case of an emergency, that parent is not acknowledged that isn't the designated mother or father of that child at a hospital. How devastating not to be able to visit your child because you're not truly their parent. Or your loved one, your spouse, in theory, if they're not in a state where marriage is allowed, you can't even visit your loved one, your partner. And so it really does add a dimension to the argument that I think a lot of people forget to even look at. They're so about, you know, is it right for same gender to be married? Is it not right? And so on. Well, wherever you stand on that, please take an opportunity to read my article on it, because I think, again, like I stated, it will offer you a different perspective than what you might normally have thought of. And I think, you know, if you're going to make a decision and you're going to have an opinion, please, by all means, make an informed decision, whatever direction, whatever side you sit on. So that's all I ask. Today I made for lunch some really awesome fresh sliced mushrooms, organic tofu, and organic black beans on top of organic fresh greens with some salsa and poppy seed dressing. So I've got a big meeting at 4:30 in Buckeye Lake, so I got to leave at 4. So when our guest gets on here, you know, I'm looking forward to, again, Marilyn, learning more about what she does and what she has to offer our wellness and holistic community. So I am going to put the paws, hooves, fins, and claws link up on our fan page so you can connect with them. Also, again, Marlene is doing, what attracted me to her on Facebook was her post about what was going on with the moon cycles, being a full moon and so forth. And I haven't looked up in the last couple of days. I've been looking down to make sure I didn't step in poop, and then I cleaned up my dog's poop. So, you know, it's been kind of a fun couple of days and with the snow and everything. So I'm going to make sure that when I'm walking my dogs tonight that I take a moment to look up into the sky, because I actually can see stars out here in Black Look. It's very, very, very amazing. So that's some personal and some shout-outs. And now I want to dive in political, which I try to avoid like a plague, but this is something I'm passionate about. The other thing that I want you to be aware of is what's going on at Ohio State campus right now. It is the OSU, the 35th celebration of the African American Heritage Festival. And the Center for Spiritual Living, which is the church that I visit on Sundays, has a mission of love and inclusion and diversity and acceptance. And they had a booth, so I volunteered, and I'm so grateful that I did, because I wouldn't have been aware of the event otherwise, except for my connection to WVKO, The Praise, and Urban Trendsetters Magazine, which I'll talk about. And so went out to the festival to volunteer, and it was the kickoff ceremony. So at 1 o'clock at the Hale Hall, the Black Cultural Arts Center there at Ohio State University off of 12th, we had several vendors, and then a big giant hall full of DJs and dancing and step and line dance. And I got out there and I jammed it out. They had Hoggies that they catered, so we had food that they offered us. It was really a fun celebration. And I met some great people. And I'm working on the review right now. I've got the article out there on Examiner. But I wanted to just, you know, do a shout-out. I'm working on the video promo piece right now as we speak. I'm just picking the right background music. Because when you're making video, business owners, it's going to increase your searchability by 300% on the search engine. If you don't believe me, do a Google search on a topic and notice how one or two of the listings, the first and the second, include a video or a YouTube link. Now Google yourself. Now Google your business and see where you stand in relation to the relative content that you've got out on the web. You don't want something from 2009 to show up first. It's 2013. You're not relative to your audience at that point. They're going to see that you're not on board with what's happening in the trends in advertising, and it says, wow, this company must not be on the ball because everything about them I can find is from 2009, where they've been for the last few years. They go under, are they not busy, or so forth. So it is all about audience perception for sure. So wanted to, briefly just describe my experience on Saturday. It was so much fun. I walked in the door, and instantly they gave me free cotton candy, which I love cotton candy, especially when it's a funky color like purple or pink and blue, and walked around and said hi to some of the vendors. There weren't that many, but I got to meet Althea Banner, 62-year-old employee, office personnel at the Multicultural Center, the Office of Student Life at OSU, and she makes the most amazing beaded and mineral-based jewelry. Her bracelets, her earrings, her necklaces, everything has its own unique flair and style. It's very earthy. It's very pretty. It's very dainty. I mean, I can't tell you how beautiful this stuff is. And so I picked up a couple necklaces for only $10 a piece, which included the earrings, which is amazing, and got a chance to speak with her about why she does what she does. And, you know, what she shared with me is she got involved with making the beaded jewelry as a therapy for her rheumatoid arthritis. And so, you know, instead of always having to go to physical therapy, how she maintains her dexterity and full motion and range of motion of her hands by making these pieces of love. And it's called Choices. And so you can, I'll have the links to the Examiner article that you can review. And I'm trying to find her on Facebook as well so that we can get her some more notoriety, and you can find her at her next festival. The other person I met there that does jewelry is Yamadou. That is Taylor and Donaire, have combined their forces. They're young seniors at Ohio State University, just about to graduate. One has a heritage of Black Cherokee, the other a heritage from the Philippines, and they've combined their creative flair to name their pieces and honor their heritage. So age has no place in business. Althea's main message that she wanted the audience to know is it's never too late to get started. She's 62 years old and loving it and having a good time and being a vital contributor to the Heritage Festival and society and having, you know, some beautiful art out there for everyone. So I'll talk more about what's going on at the Heritage Festival because it is going on all week long. You can go to the website at heritagefestival.osu.edu to get more information. So I'll tap back into that a little bit later on in the show, but I'm so excited to have our guest on the line. Are you with us?
I am right here.
Yay. Well, why don't you take a quick second, and I shared a little bit at the beginning that you're an intuitive healer, but introduce yourself to the audience and tell them what you would like them to know about
Great. Well, thank you for having me on your show. Yeah, I'm Marilyn Isaacs, and I call myself an intuitive therapist and healer of people, animals, and places. It's an ability that I was actually born with. I can remember my birth and where I was before. And I use my, and then I have a background in psychology, so I do actual therapy and healing with people. And I've been doing this for 43 years, if you can believe it. I'm actually 64. I've been doing this forever. And I'm also a spiritual teacher for over 30 years. Almost anything you can think of in the intuitive spiritual realm is what I do. But I'm really all about reflecting to people how to empower themselves and how to move forward, because we're really in some interesting times. But I have a website at centerofpeace.com. I'm in Indianapolis. I'm on Facebook. Every other day I put a lot of teachings on my page about what I'm picking up, what's going on with the energies and how to deal with it. So it's Marilyn Isaacs. I'm on Facebook, and actually I have a website. So I have a center here in Indianapolis. But I have clients all over the world, really. But so I've been a long time going on, long before the New Age movement, long before whatever. I've been around for a long time. And
I love that I've been in a spiritual community for such a long time myself, because I get to reach out no matter where I want to go. There is somebody in my family that I can connect with, whether it's part from my Native American connections or
sure.
my spiritual connections.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it, like that? Yeah, and I'm part Native. My great-grandmother was a full-blooded Creek Indian, and she was very much a healer. And my dad, I grew up on a bee farm, actually.
Neat.
Of Connersville, Indiana, so yeah. And he had his first beehive when he was 5 years old, so you know that. The whole thing with bees is very mystical and we would walk through the woods and wild animals would come up to us. I just thought it was natural. So I'm very fortunate that way. Like I said, I can remember my birth and where I was. So I came in doing what I do, I think, for so many lives that, and I love that Native American connection too, to bring all that.
Because, for example, a case in point, for those out there, you know, it's Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in the community and helping inspire people's passions. And so if you're looking for a simple way to connect and spread the word about your business, or you're traveling to a location, what I like to do, if I know I'm going out to, I was going out to Chicago to do some sound healing classes and sessions with a woman I'd met at an event. She would sponsor me to stay with her and work with her. And so I said, well, why don't I find out if there's any healing centers in the area? So
exactly.
I got on meetup.com, meetup.com. It's a great social networking site to connect with groups of people in your specific area talking about anything and everything, whether it's personal or business. And I sent an email I just typed in the word angel, and I found the Oswego Angel Center, and she called me in 20 minutes. She's like, I never get online. I never look at this. My son does this. I saw your post, and absolutely, come on out. Let's set you up. So
that's
within,
awesome.
Yeah, and it's just that easy when you put the energy out there. And, you know, how we met, same thing.
Well, everything's
1
now.
O'clock in the morning.
Yeah, everything
yeah.
is present time. And so we are in that moment where the body of spirit is becoming visible. The illusion of the separation from self, others, and spirit is healing. And it's just an amazing time of connectedness. And it's very exciting. It's a wonderful time. And like I said, I have a healing center in Indianapolis. So you guys are over this way. And I do tons of stuff different places. But, yeah, it's an excellent way to network. And you're absolutely right, is that that's how it works. We are in a time of there's no separation. And everything is happening as we speak. The way spirit revealed it to me, around the end of October of 2011, was really more like the ending of the Mayan calendar, in the sense of, I think that linear time as a thing collapsed, as a perception collapsed. And it was like a big dump truck backed up over everybody's life and in one place, put past, present, future, good, bad, and different in your face. So instead of experiencing our lessons in a cyclical way, you're waking up every day and they're in your face. We're all transparent. We all have to take responsibility for what we've created. We're being forced to come into our adult spiritual selves. And so it's a
and
very...
Force is a good word for me, I have to say.
Well, yeah, for all of us, because it's a very, we've all been used to, even if you work on yourself and you have spiritual beliefs and practices and things, we can't be victims anymore. It's not about separation from what we've manifested and using our free will and co-creation to, your garden is here is what I keep saying. It's like, weed your garden, look at it. Then on May 20th of 2012, there was the alignment of the sun and the moon and the Pleiades, which are the seven sister stars of the earth, that hadn't happened in almost 26,000 years. So when I saw that, I thought, okay, sun, moon, mother, father, earth, Pleiades, that's supposed to be us in the future, the inspirational stuff. This was the birthing in of the Aquarian Age. So we've had this amazing shifting for the last 18 months. It's like 9-month cycles, gestation cycles, and we're in a time like no other. And talk about networking. I think it's really the empowerment that's going on right now, and the visibility of all of us that are really one energy is here. So you showed he's doing a good thing. It's really positive energy to have this.
Absolutely, and so I was telling Glenda, your support staff, that, really what you're saying, coming into your spiritual maturity, I really fought my spiritual nature and the self-sabotaging. And so claiming that and in the midst of the fear, superseding it. And I've been doing really, on a personal level, really well with that over the last 6-7 months. And this...
I can feel it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nothing's getting in my way anymore. I'm not allowing my fear. And I've been a very... Yeah.
Everything we want is the other side of our fear. It really is. It's right there. And we got fear or unconditional love. And when you don't work through the fear, you just stay stuck. So it's really good and brave of you. Yeah, it's very important to embrace that fear and move through, because then it changes.
And I don't have a problem putting my guts out on the table, because I benefit from that personally, because I have to talk it out. And I want to be an example to somebody who has a little bit more reserved nature, that it's okay. One of the nonprofits that I work with is TearBear.org, and their mantra is, it's okay to tell. And
that's
I want people to know.
I love it.
Yeah. And we have, you and I are going to be doing a lot of good stuff together. I know that. And I mean, I'm so grateful that you reached back out, because I know it's kind of unconventional, but again, they're like, hey, read this post. Hey, she could be on your radio show. Hey, do you want to be on my radio show? It's 1 o'clock in the morning, but you want to do it? Sure. And
yeah,
it's
the full
like
moon. Hours before the full moon. See, it brought that culmination. Yeah, and I stay up till 2 or 3, and because I'm always so busy seeing people, but that's really a time. So I thought, when I saw you send me that message, I thought, oh, this is great. I really like it.
And so you had me with moon. I love the moon, and. I'm like, ooh, full moon, and here's somebody describing what's going on, and that's really exciting. And it was a message. Then I'm clairaudient, and I see here too. So it's like they're like, this needs to get out. This message needs to get out.
You.
Get it out. And so
we're in the
that's
time
why
of Passover,
like,
full moon, everything, Easter. It's all about ascension. It's all about rebirth. It's all about coming clean on all levels. And it's the time to do it. I mean, it's just what's happening. It's going to be so much easier just to breathe and birth with this. And the word veil and evil have the same, you can lexigram it, right? The things that have been veiled are what we perceive to be evil. So now there's a time the veil is torn and rent in two, and the light is shining through. And it's so important for each person to know what a beautiful being of light that they are. And it doesn't take masses of people. It takes each individual living their lives in a way that's filled with light and with their path. It's not about being somebody else. It's about being you. Be in your life. Don't be a spectator anymore. Jump in your life. This is so, so, so important. It's like when the elections were going on, I said to people, be your own president. You're crazy. You know, it's not about who's in the White House or not in the White House. It's how you're living your life. And it's just, you've been disempowered to believe that.
Right.
And yeah, and totally. Yeah, it's a time to take all that back. And yeah.
I'm 100% with you. And you know, again, I'm grateful that I can provide the platform. I can share the messages. And I can connect with beautiful people that can share the messages because, you know, it's about being an inspiration. That's why I'm excited to work with women and highlight women in business. I'm not against men in any way. I interview. I have them on the radio show. And like you were saying, this is about ascension, divine feminine, and rebirth, and we're the creative feminine force for that. And it's time to wake up and allow that to be so. And to nurture our goddess energy together as a collective force.
Absolutely.
And tell the audience, because I think you've only got a few more minutes, stay with me as long as you can, and if you got to go, just tell me. You're very good at distilling information down into a workable chunk and sharing that message from a place of optimism. I'm just going to make that statement.
Oh, absolutely. And with the healing piece, I actually do hands-on healing or remote healing with people and with animals and places, and we cut and disconnect cords and transmute energy. But I'm excellent as an hour with me. I do ongoing work, therapy work with people too, but an hour with me is kind of like an hour, like a year you'd spend with a therapist. Because I can immediately tune into people and say, well, when you were five, this happened, and reflect back how to, you know, get people unstuck. So, yeah, if they go on Facebook, my name is spelled MarileneIsaacs. And actually, every Wednesday night I do a thing called the Oracle, which are intuitive teachings, guided meditations, and I use stream them. And they're also on YouTube. So you can watch tonight live at 7. And it's a wonderful thing. I've done for over 30 years that people would really like. So,
we'll definitely get the links from you so we can put that on the radio show, Facebook. I can share it on my other channels and I can certainly tune in. I've got a meeting tonight. Hopefully good things will come from this. I think it will. And some prosperity for me. And now that I'm in a new location personally and I let go of some really old stuff that I was on my same street for 40 years, basically, the same house for 20 years, I didn't recognize how wrapped in the fear and the limiting and the chaos and the drama of old energy stuff, parental stuff, family stuff that I was until I was forced to get out. And because I wouldn't have done it otherwise, because I just wouldn't have. It was just been there too long. And the minute we drove out of that, I drove away. I'm singing. I'm free. And there's no fear. Like I'm pretty fearless, but that ego fear, that little kid fear, was coming up, and it was overwhelming. And it's all gone. And it's so nice. So for those of you that are listening, that feel like you're in a situation. And you perceive that you're stuck, the good news is you know that you're stuck. It's time to do something. So call Marlene, reach out to me. I'll put you in touch. I can help you. I'll put you in touch with people in your area, whatever it takes, because you don't have to stay there.
We don't realize spiritual, physical realm. We are definitely, we are and the weight of things if they're not right, and so they're going away. Because it's better if you just do it your own self. If you cleanse and cleanse and cleanse, if in orbit around people are things that are waiting to land, but they don't have room. Just like if you have a full glass of stagnant water, clean can't come in. And that attachment to things is so interesting, and you don't realize it sometimes until you're driving away, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, I've gotten 3 job offers. 3 new clients in 3 days. Like,
exactly.
All of a sudden, there's room, like you said, and I was crushing myself, and
exactly.
I feel really great about that. And so, again, sharing that message for others, you know, allows them to realize we're all the same. We're all working on our issues at the exact same time. We just present them differently. My issue is your issue, and so on. And it's great to have resources like you and guidance and an awareness of connection, because it's beautiful for me that all of a sudden almost everybody understands something about the law of attraction and that there's
yes.
more than just what they might perceive. Makes
absolutely.
Our job a lot easier, I think. I love it.
Yeah, it does. It does. Absolutely does. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm in a real noisy place now. Sorry.
That's
I would
okay.
love to
I'm
again.
So grateful. We'll get you on for a scheduled Wednesday where we can spend more time with you. Tell everybody how they can go to this class that you're having at your center.
Yes, you can go. If you go on my Facebook page, which, again, is Marilyn Isaacs, MarilyneIsacs, we'll be tonight, a little after 7, we'll be Ustreaming. And you can link right into it and watch it. And it will also then be on YouTube, and will be archived if you can't watch it live tonight.
So I'll go in, and I'll put all those links on our fan page for you. Enjoy
okay.
the rest of your day. Let's definitely, we'll get in touch next week. I'm going to help you get your books written. We already talked about that, Glenda and I. So,
there you go. I love it.
Yeah, I help writers get published with my Get Published Today program. And
yeah, it's good.
So we got a lot of fun to have. So thank you
okay.
for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to I should be back definitely by 7, so I'm going to hop on a Ustream and help spread the word for you for sure.
Thank you so much. I'm sending everybody love and healing energy. Talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, everyone. That was Marilyn Isaacs of Center for Peace from Indiana. We're so grateful that she hopped on the line today at the last minute to share a little bit about the great and beautiful work that she does to support you out there. For answers, transition, healing, you are absolutely not alone. You're never alone because you're always with yourself, although we perceive that we are alone at times, and I understand that. So, again, we've got resources here at Entrepreneurial Excellence, whether they're spiritual or business. Or religious. I work with WVKO, The Praise, a gospel station, at 1580 AM here in Columbus, sponsored by Urban Trendsetters Magazine, which we've got some fun things that are happening with that. So we're going to take a quick break. I want you to introduce you to Jenny Seek. She is our own With Insights intuitive licensed social worker as well that has the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And so I want you to know that you've got another resource here on With Insights to connect to. So here is a little bit about Jenny.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Well, that was Jenny Seek. Again, she is one of our show hosts here on the With Insights channel. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, you are currently listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, where we highlight women in business and the community. We just had a beautiful drop-in guest that I connected with last night. I can tell right away that she's a beautiful, beautiful soul with many, many positive resources for you, and that her and I are going to definitely be staying connected. We'll get her on the show for a longer time frame, as well as hopefully, we can get our books out there for you. And I'm looking forward to going to Indiana, and it's not that far away from Columbus, and checking out her healing center, maybe promoting Five Steps to Abundance, my book, and some classes, and we'll just see what we can co-create. Purpose for Women International is the nonprofit that I'm very proud of. It's taking on a real direction. And so I need help from you guys out there for ideas of resources and organizations that might be a good partnership and fit for Purpose for Women International. What we do is provide access to funding, resources, education, opportunity, for women, children, families, international immigrants, and the community. And so a good fit for us would be any organization that supports any international community, any organization that focuses on women and families, any business that has a passion for those markets and is interested in donating their time and their funds and their resources so that we can create more programs. We just launched International Women's Day, March 8th, so that's going to be an annual event that we've got going on. I learned a lot from putting on the show, and I'm looking forward to my next collaboration. Again, it might be in Indiana, it might be in Vegas, hopefully it's in Australia. Right now, you know, it's a lot goes on when you're in your light path, and if you're struggling with where you're at, know that you're exactly in the right place, that you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing, and that you're right on time and on track for that path. You're never not where you're supposed to be, and that we feel like at times we're not where we're supposed to be, of course, but I want to assure you that that is not truly the case. That is an ego perception that we use to, you know, hold us back or punish ourselves. And so just keep faith that the answers are coming, that your journey is validated, that you are learning what you need to learn, that you are in preparation for your perfect expression of self, which you already are, because as Marilyn was saying, it's all happening at the same time. It's not linear time anymore. It's present moment time. And when you can learn to live in the present moment, you're not focusing on the past and the fear of that. You're not focusing on the future and the uncertainty of that, which is fear. You're focusing on you and right where you need to be. Want to go back to the African American Heritage Festival. Again, is going on all week at Ohio State University here in Columbus. I was so grateful to spend Saturday at the Frank Hale Black Cultural Center on West 12th Street, our avenue, and the kickoff, and got to meet some great people. I shared with you one of the jewelry designers I met, and now I want to spend a little time on some of the other great people that I connected with. I got to meet Raheem Elmore. He is a senior at Ohio State, an artist, and he was painting some very realistic lifelike portraits from photographs. He's 100% available to work with you out there. If you want a custom family portrait, he can paint anything. So give him a call. He does custom artwork at 614-390-2587. That's Raheem Elmore at Gmail, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, H as in Heather, E as in Elephant, E as in Elephant, M as in Mary, E as in Elephant, L as in Larry, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, and E as in Elephant at gmail.com. We'll have his links and so forth as well on our Facebook Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page. And again, you know, just wanting to connect with you. We're getting 800 downloads a week, and I am not hearing from you. So if you do take the time to download and listen to the show, tell us what you liked. Make a comment. Interact with us. Call in. We definitely have an opportunity for you to connect with us in the studio every week. The number is 646-595-3440. I'm working on getting organized with a good list and schedule in advance, so you'll know what topics we'll be talking about. You'll be able to read more detail about those topics in my examiner column, as well as see the promo videos. So, you know, now that I'm in a fresher space, I have a fresher mind, and pretty much feel like I'm on fire to support anyone and any business and any cause that needs help. With that, I have an event announcement that I'd like to make for Mother's Day. There's a lot of things that are going on for Mother's Day. It's pretty awesome. And this is just going to be another one that you can choose to participate in the Columbus, Ohio area. It's called the Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret. And it's going to be at Grotto Hall, which is off of Stelter and Agua Road. You can find that on Facebook, and we'll have those posts out there for you. Miss Moore is hosting this event. It's not her first. And she's saying she'll have like 350 people line dancing. So I can't wait to be a part of that. That sounds like a blast. It's just a small donation of $10. You're going to get a lot of goodies, have a lot of fun, some food, entertainment. And, you know, take a special mother in your life. If your mother's passed away, go as a single and celebrate her life. And your life and her forgiving you life at this event. I don't see any problem with that. I don't have kids, but I certainly have two dogs and two cats. My cat ran away, bummer. But Jigsy's in a better space now. She might come back. So, you know, I'm still a mom. I deal with their personalities, their food, their walking, every day, all day. And so, you know, don't let that be a hindrance or a stigmata for the Mother's Day celebration. So, you know, take the time to go out and enjoy that. What I want to do is tell you a little bit about a great media resource that I've partnered up with called Urban Trendsetters Magazine. Sharon Gordon is an amazing, amazing woman, entrepreneur, leader, media enterprise, and unto herself. And I'm just grateful to have connected with her and to be able to support her work and her support mine. She is doing some great things with the magazine. It happens to be Minority Health and Wellness Month in April. So you can get access to advertising on the magazine for a fraction of the normal rate as a special power pack for you and be mentioned on the Praise radio show. She's got 2 hours every week available, and also on Sundays at 3 o'clock, you can call into the Praise and listen to Urban Trendsetters Unplugged with Sharon Gordon. In May, we've got a huge amount of activity that is occurring. One of the big things to come to Columbus, Ohio for the African American community is Black Enterprise Magazine. Is sponsoring the Black Enterprise Entrepreneur Conference. Magic Johnson is the CEO and chairman, so I have no doubt he's probably going to be here for those basketball fans out there. I know I am hoped to be one. It's May 15th through the 18th at the Convention Center. And you can, again, highlight your business on Urban Trendsetters Unplugged Radio. There's special packages for print, radio, digital. We're doing mobile and media. Again, you're going to save so much money and get so much exposure to the minority and international marketplace by being a part of this movement and Urban Trendsetters Magazine. Your head's going to spin. So if you're passionate about supporting minorities, reaching minorities, if you're an African-American business owner, you need to hold on a second. Quiet. That was Nordic saying hi to my mechanic. You need to be a part of this. It's definitely, you know, important for you to get the word out about your business and, you know, experience the best that Columbus, Ohio has to offer from a media standpoint. And digital media, social media, that's all a very important component to your marketing strategy. It's not the only component. If you just focus on print, that's not enough. If you just count on people going to your website, but you don't tell them about your website, that's not enough. Having a full, comprehensive, holistic approach to marketing for your business, utilizing all the resources at your disposal, is pivotal. And to be able to access all of those resources in one simple media mogul with Urban Trendsetters Magazine and Abundance Video Marketing, it's amazing what you'll be able to accomplish. And we're here as a consultant to help you. So I will be posting that information on our fan page as well for those business owners that are interested in taking a part of it. The schedule for the African American Heritage Festival, today is Wednesday, March 27th. It looks like at the Ohio Union, they're doing Soul Time from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So it doesn't say if that costs anything. On Thursday, there's a health fair from 6 to 9 at the Ohio Union. Mahogany Moments is, again, all of these events are going to be at the Student Union, the Ohio Union, and then they're going to have scholarships. So it ends, it looks like Friday, March 29th at 10 p.m. So it's been going on since Saturday, folks. So, you know, you don't have to be African-American to support African-American heritage. I certainly don't have that. So, I mean, you know, I appreciate all community and all culture, and we have a lot of fun. Again, if you have questions, you can call into our radio show every Wednesday at 2 o'clock, 646-595-3440. I want to especially thank Marlene Isaacs for popping on as a last-minute guest and healer, intuitive from Indiana, and sharing that message of positivity and hope. And, you know, again, I'm going to definitely stay tapped in to subscribe to her channel, because knowing what's going on energetically and universally certainly helps you feel a little less overwhelmed and stressed as a human when we're dealing with all these spiritual changes and shifts. And as she stated, and I agree 100%, this is a beautiful time to be alive, because we are in such a opportunity to expand our consciousness. And as she stated, we have no choice. We're being forced into this higher spiritual mode. And it's scary if you don't acknowledge it, if you're not aware of it, and all of a sudden it starts to hit you. So we want to make that transition gentler. We want to make it easier. We want to make it fun. And that's part of, you know, what we're doing here with Entrepreneurial Essence Radio Show. So stay tuned to our show. Please keep downloading us. Interact with us on Facebook. That's really all I have today. You know, you can learn more about the Heritage Festival at heritagefestival.osu.edu. I think we've given you a lot to think about today. I know I'm kind of cutting it short, but I think it was a powerful show. So please just go to the fan page and access those resources. Again, I want to do a shout-out thank you to our sponsors, Dawn of the New Era. She's another gifted intuitive healer that also is an amazing hairstylist. She does my hair here in Columbus, Ohio. So you can go to dawnofthenewera.com to connect with her. And we've got the paws, fins, hooves, and what is it again? Paws, hooves, fins, and feathers. As we stated at the beginning of the show, their Facebook link is on our fan page, so go in and like them. If you have an emergency where your dog is stuck at the top of the stairs for 24 hours and refuses to come down, they can help you. If your car is falling apart, Comfort Creatures can help you. Creature Comfort, sorry, can help you out. Those links, again, are on our Facebook fan page. So, you know, thanks again to our sponsors, Dawn of the New Era, and, you know, check out the Heritage Festival. We're going to be doing a lot of coverage of festivals throughout the year, because there's a lot going on here in Columbus, and I'm super looking forward to it. Urban Trendsetters Magazine, go there, read it, connect with your minority and international community. PurposeForWomenInternational.org is here to support nonprofits, women, and provide access to events and resources. So, you know, let me know what I can do to be of service. Thanks so much for tuning in to our Wednesday 2 o'clock Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Blog Talk with Insights Channel. See you next Wednesday. And remember, I will see you in your excellence. Our guest for next week, let me just look it up and see who we've got going. We have Shea Addictions with Mosaic. This is an amazing woman that makes some great lotion with some high-quality shea butter, some aromatherapy. So she's going to be talking about some healing tips and tricks next week. So tune into that. So, again, thanks so much. Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, your show host, tuning out. I will see you in your abundance, and have a great and beautiful day. Thanks so much.